Welcome back to a very special episode of 5 Men Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And yes, we are back. The vacations are done. The holidays are done. 2015 is done. 2016 is here. It's around us. It's among us. It's sprung upon us.
We are inside of it.
We are fucking 2016.
Right now.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Vacations, Christmas, New Year's, so much stuff.
We got so much stuff to talk about. We couldn't even get to it all. But Steve, what we did get to is this week's top five. What is that? Top five.
Looking forward to 2016, man. We're doing our most anticipated video games, TV shows, movies of the year that we are now balls deep in.
So without further ado, let's get to the show.
So, Wes, I just returned from my 10-day trip to the beautiful Caribbean island of Curaçao.
Ooh, you do look tan.
I am tan, man.
Yeah.
But actually, that brings me to... So just so you know, Curaçao is a tropical island. It's basically right next to Aruba is where it's at.
Scones throw away.
Just about. And great time. I went with my wife and mother and father-in-law and my two brothers-in-law. Had a great time. But my father-in-law is a... He's a big-time fisherman. He loves fishing. So up here in Chicago, you know, it's lake fishing, that kind of stuff. So he wanted to go do a deep-sea fishing thing, which, like, cool. I've never done it before. I was excited to go do it. We all went as a family to go do it. It's like, oh, it's like, the, you know, the idea of, like, reeling in a marlin, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
or like, an octopus. Or a squid.
That would be super cool. So, like, I wasn't, again, like, I am not... A fisherman. You know, I think I've gone fishing a grand total of like three times in my entire life. Okay. And one of them is off a dock with my Fisher Price fishing pole when I was like 6 years old, you know.
Did you catch a marlin?
I did. I caught a lake marlin.
Wow.
Not quite as impressive.
No.
So we're doing this. We got it, you know.
Sorry, by that, do you mean bluegill?
It was a sunfish is what I caught.
Oh, nice.
It's about the size of... a pancake.
Nice, though.
Yeah. Real nice. Good eating. Good eating.
Guys, dinner this week's on me.
So you nibble the ribs like, na 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 na. Oh, so good. So anyway, so we're going on this deep sea fishing expedition. It's the six of us plus our really cool captain and the other like first mate or whatever. It's a fairly small boat. And we're out there like 7 in the morning. We start our endeavor. And we're cruising out the kind of the bay thing to get out into the ocean. And my wife's like, hey, look, you can't even ride roller coasters anymore or anything. Like, you should take some Dramamine. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm totally going to be fine, but I'll take some Dramamine.
Yeah, yeah.
So I take the Dramamine. And we're coming out the bay, so we're going slow, and it's cool. It's beautiful. Waves aren't anything big. And then we get out to the ocean. Waves are, it's really a pretty calm day on the ocean from what I'm told. Because, again, I just don't have experience. But I'm like, I'm starting to feel just a little bit queasy or whatever. And then the first reel starts going. And there's something bit. And, like, my wife, knowing that I may have some issues today, is like, Steve, you get the first one. I'm like, yeah, Steve. I was like, okay. So I hop in the chair, like, in the middle of the boat, you know, where they put the pole in between your legs. And
oh,
they,
yeah.
You fasten your seatbelt and... So the guy's like, he's like, okay, lean forward, and then you pull back and reel. You lean forward, pull back, and reel. So I'm like, God, this fish is going to be enormous. It's fighting so hard. And then I'm like looking. I'm like, am I, like, do I look like a big pussy? Like, am I, like, like, am I, is this, I don't know how hard this should be for me. You know, like, it's one of those things where a guy's like, hey, can you go pick up that box? And, like, you can grab it, like, oh, this is a heavy box, but I'm going to make it look good. You know, like, there's, yeah. I have some sort of, you know, like, spectrum on this one. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm trying real hard. So I pull in a barracuda.
Nice.
Which, I don't know, it was maybe like 3 feet long-ish, I'm going to guess. I don't know, whatever. I was like, okay, cool, barracuda. And it's not a super impressive ocean fish, I guess.
Sure, it's the ocean's version of a lake marlin.
But, yeah. Also known as a marlin.
That's right. That's right.
So, And then her dad right away is like, hey, Steve, way to not set the bar too high right off the bat. And I was like, okay, that lets me know what I caught. Okay.
Excuse me as I go vomit over the side of the ship.
I was like, okay, I just caught a sea sunfish is what I caught. Mm-hmm. I see. But whatever. It was cool for me. A barracuda is just a cool sounding fish or whatever.
Yeah.
So I caught one. I was like, great. It's good for me. Here's where the problem starts. Before we got on the ship, it's maybe a little graphic, but whatever. I was like, oh, man. Really got to poop. I know how much you love talking about poop. But I was not ready at the time.
Yeah.
Now, after catching a barracuda, I got so worked up, I was now ready. The problem was, it's in the cabin of the
ship. The underwater.
The underwater area with walls and a roof.
Yeah.
The underwater hut.
That's it.
That's the technical term. The under hut.
Yep.
So I go down there, and you get like a little bit of the fumes from the engine,
oh, yeah.
And there's no windows, of course, so now I'm starting to feel all the rocking of the ship, and I'm sitting down, starting to take a poop, and I'm like, and I reach for the garbage can, and I'm pooping and throwing up at the same time, feeling real good. I'm like, hopefully, now that we've exhausted both ends, I'll be fine. And I get back out onto the actual back of the boat, and I'm just like, oh, no. I sit at the back, and I bring the garbage can up with me, and I proceed to vomit probably 8 times in the next half hour.
Oh, my God.
To the point where my stomach muscles are aching. They're aching because they hurt so bad because I have nothing else to throw up.
So you're throwing up stomach muscles.
So I'm like, there goes an ab. I only have a 5-pack.
Oh, God.
So eventually, as this goes on, everyone else has a great time. They catch a ton of fish. While they're catching fish, I'm laying on the kind of like bench thing on the side with my – if you take your right arm out, stick it out, and just put it over your eyes. So like your elbow is like right in the middle between your eyes. I lay on my back on the bench like that for probably the next 6 hours. So what happens is, because I finally found a position where I'm not throwing up, I do not want to move. I mm-hmm. still feel like shit, but I'm not throwing up. Mm-hmm. So I don't move. So what happens is, the outside of my arm that is facing the sun burnt to a crisp. But also, again, if you're at home, do it with me. Stick the arm out. Basically put your elbow right over the bridge of your nose. And what that's going to do is it's going to form a V right over from the bottom of your nose, over your mouth, over your chin, down to your throat. That is exactly where I got sunburned. It looks like a giant arrow just pointing up basically to the tip of your nose. It's basically what it looks like. But as you're laying down, your chin comes forward, so it blocks just that little part above your Adam's apple. So by the time I stood up, I had this perfect other way triangle right underneath my chin, pointing to my Adam's apple of baby white skin. And all the rest of it was this giant red arrow pointing up my face, burnt to a crisp.
Well, at least you had a barracuda to show for it.
At least. But we left it on the boat.
So, oh, no.
So I got seasick as fuck. And then
you're pardoned.
Burnt to a crisp because I was on a boat all day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the down part. Last little thing, I actually thought about you on my trip at this moment. At this next moment.
Aww.
There's this little island they call Little Curacao just off the main island, and it is a deserted island. There's nothing on this island, nothing man-made. We thought there were going to be like little shops and this and whatever. It is probably like 8 city blocks big. And one half of it has the most beautiful beach in the entire world. It is what you see of postcards and, you know, like sandals, resorts, white sand beaches, and like people frolic. It's the perfect beach. Other side of the beach is this craggy, rocky, it's where the waves hit the beach over here.
Mm-hmm.
But what's cool is over there is a shipwreck. There's like a tanker kind of shipwreck thing over there. It's all rusted out. It's like, it's up on this kind of rock thing. And I swear to God, it looks exactly like a set piece for Uncharted.
Really?
Because it's this beautiful beach on one side, and there's like cactus and stuff or whatever. There's this big lighthouse in the middle of this island that's kind of abandoned. And then it's like you totally see a shootout happening in that. And you come down and there is this, it looks like a movie set piece, this rusted out giant half of a boat. And I was like, it, like this beautiful blue water where like waves are crashing over these stones. I was like, wow. Like, and it was, it sounds weird to say it this way. It was like truly inspiring of like, wow, cool. Like I could see why someone would be at a place like this and then want to put it in a game like Uncharted or, you know, like in Indiana Jones or, you know, whatever the movie is. Like it was this place that is almost, it's too cliche and too cool to be real, but it absolutely is real. And it was, they didn't put it there. It shipwrecked there, and that's
just formed there.
Yeah, that's it's really great coral. No, it's
yeah.
So it was this really, really cool thing just out there. I was like, wow, awesome, really cool.
That's cool, man. But speaking of Uncharted, that's coming out soon, isn't it?
I mean, this year.
Oh, I thought it was like in February.
I don't know. I don't know when. So anyway. So great vacation. And last thing about it, when I left Curacao, I got back to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
When I got on the plane, when I got off the plane, an 85-degree swap in weather.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face. Isn't
84
it?
Degrees there, negative one. So when I got out of the airport and the outside doors opened, it was like a white walker was in front of me. I was like, it was horrible. And then that night, just like I got right into a car, you know, and I left. So it was only this brief moment. That night, I took my dog for a walk, and it was negative one or negative five or something. And I was just waiting for it to pee, and I was standing there, and my face just hurt from the cold.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? I don't want to live in a place that hurts me to just exist there. Like,
yeah.
That sucks.
That's tough, man.
That sucks.
Because when I got back from my vacation, it was still like 30s, you know? It still wasn't balls-ass cold. It didn't hurt you to exist there.
God.
But yeah, man, that's tough.
In the morning, the next morning, it still is cold. And then I took the dog out, and I went inside, and Holly's like, how bad is it outside? And like, I was like, it is cold as dick outside. I don't even know where that falls on this. I hope people know that is super duper cold.
Yeah. I mean, I got that.
I mean, because normally, if I were to say, like, it's hot as balls, makes more sense than it's cold as balls.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, balls get hot.
Balls get hot. Dicks get cold.
I mean, now we know. Now the spectrum is set.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you had a good vacation.
Yes.
Besides that one fateful deep sea fishing
man,
trip.
Man, me and boats, we're not a pair.
Sure. I also had a great vacation down in Florida. But getting there posed a difficult problem. My family and I decided to fly Spirit Airlines.
Which is your first mistake.
Well, my family bought us the tickets, so I was like, I'm not going to complain. Of course, they bought us the tickets, and I'll suffer through it. Turns out I didn't have to suffer through it, because the flight was canceled.
Ugh.
And they couldn't get us to Jacksonville for another, like, 3 days.
No, not like, acceptable.
That's half the trip.
Yeah.
And so this was Christmas Eve we were flying out. There were no other flights. Any other airlines would cost like thousands of dollars to fly the six of us out. There were no buses, no trains. We could not find a rental car service to take us there from the airport. We had to find another random rental car service in Chicago, and we decided to drive our asses down to Jacksonville. And it was, to say it was tough doesn't quite cover it.
So the distance time-wise from Chicago to Jacksonville is probably what, like 18 hours or something?
I can't remember if it was Jacksonville or is it Gainesville?
There's Gainesville, yeah. Gainesville is where University of Florida is at.
Okay. It was which one is in the deep south? Like deep south of Florida.
Oh, no. Jacksonville's to the north. It must be Gainesville.
I knew it was a Zville. We decided that was where we were originally flying in at. And so to drive there was 23 hours straight.
Yikes.
We thought about getting a hotel, but most of us were like, no, we are driving straight through.
Move it.
Exactly.
Move it.
You take a nap. I'm going to drink a Red Bull and drive. In 3 hours, we're going to swap.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing this. So when we finally got there, it was probably around 2 o'clock the next day, 2 or 3. The resort room wasn't going to be ready for another hour and a half.
This is when it becomes the movie moment where you're like, look, lady. you put your fist down on the counter. You don't know what the hell we've been through.
That's right.
All I want is a shower and a cup of coffee.
That's all we wanted is a shower. Maybe a nap, but a shower. 23 hours with 6 full-grown adults.
What kind of car
sweating.
Were you in?
I think it was a Prius. You know, I have car
blindness.
Was it
an SUV? Was it a...
It was originally a 6-seater, but we had all 6 of our luggage in there. We actually had to buy, like, a luggage top for the car.
Oh,
to
no.
Put like, half our luggage in.
So it had
in.
To be an SUV or a van.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But there was one... I'm going to try and describe this. I'll probably fail miserably. So we decided... to try to put, we had most of our luggage in the back area. We decided to try to put the middle seat down, and 4 of us tried to lay down.
Oh, you're trying to make a makeshift bed here?
Exactly. On top of that, the back of that middle seat, the most uncomfortable makeshift bed I've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah.
We were that way for about half an hour
before...
While driving, the 4 of us put the middle seat back up and then took our positions.
Man.
It was hard, man.
So, I had not left for my trip yet when you sent me a text, said, our flight's canceled. We are driving to Florida. I was with my wife at the time, and we were like, oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. And let's take a quick time out to just... You know, Wes and I, we endorse certain products, not for pay. You know, we're big PlayStation guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's other products. Like, I really like my Samsung phone. I gladly talk it up. My Sony television, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I am an avid unendorser of Spirit Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
They can fuck right off. They are the worst. So if you ever have the option to fly anything other than Spirit, which you should, don't fly Spirit.
It's bad, man. And they advertise as, you know, the cheapest airline available because maybe the ticket is cheap, but they kind of stick you with all these other hidden fees.
Nickel and dime you to death.
Yep.
Like you have to pay for a carry-on. Not mm-hmm. Every other airline in the world allows you to take a free carry-on. Not Spirit.
Not Spirit.
It has to be like you can carry a purse or like a small backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they charge like $50 for it. It's terrible. They're terrible. Anyway, so my wife and I, we received the text from you. We're like, oh, man, that truly sucks, Wes. Oh, God, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
On my flight back from Curacao, we had to stop in Miami, then we're supposed to go to Chicago. Our flights got messed up. I had to stay the night in Miami. But when we were there, we're like, man, they originally said we were not going to be able to get back to the city of Chicago for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So now the 6 of us, who have already been on vacation together for 10 days, we had to seriously be like, oh, man, are we renting a car right now and driving back from Florida? I was like,
Jesus.
What? No!
And as you mentioned before, like, it wouldn't be the same as, you know, driving to Florida because then you have the excitement.
Right.
You'd be driving back from Florida as the temperature slowly drops.
Ugh, no.
Oh, man.
No.
But it was a good vacation. The resort we stayed at was actually in Pompano Beach. So it was very, very beautiful beach right there. Beautiful resort as well. Got to see a couple of gators on a fan boat ride.
Woo!
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to bring up about it. So very briefly about my mom's side of the family. My mom remarried this man. And this man had 3 daughters from his previous marriage. My mom had two boys from her previous marriage.
Sounds like a sitcom.
I know. We like to joke that we're one brother and a sassy maid away from the Brady Bunch. It sounds weird saying the children, but the children are all really close. I mean, like,
because they're pretty close to your age as well. Just a little bit younger than you.
Yeah.
Mid-20s.
Mid-20s. The youngest just turned 19, is about to turn 20, actually, I think. But anyway, we're all around the same age, and we get along swimmingly. And I just wanted to bring up, every time I hang out with them, I get this weird kind of glimpse into what life is like as a pretty girl, because they're all beautiful girls. And it's just weird to me to be walking along with them, just hanging out, and, like, men are catcalling them from cars.
Really?
Yeah, just woo-woo! Like, yeah, dude, woo-woo. You go, dude.
That's gonna win their hearts.
We were playing shuffleboard at the resort, and this one dude was in the grilling area that was next to the shuffleboard area, started yelling, like, compliments to the women. Like, not compliments, but, like, cheering them on as we were playing shuffleboard, and they were ignoring him, so he kind of did his little douchebag strut. The DB strut. Down to where we were playing, like, tried his luck with both of them for a couple of minutes. Neither of them looked at him. But, so we eventually wandered away. But it's like, they have to put up with this all the time.
Yeah, and also that guy has to put up with being a douchebag all of the time.
That's true, but he has a much easier time with it than I think they do.
Well, maybe when he went back to the grill, he's like, God, Sam, you're so stupid. It's like, did you do the DB strut? God, Sam. Fuck, oh, God, Sam, you're the worst.
God, I can't help it.
Oh, I hate myself.
But the one weird story that I want to bring up, I was, and I'll try and make this short. I was hanging out. It was late at night. I was with my middle sister and my youngest sister. And we all had our feet in the hot tub outside. You know, just took off our socks and shoes and decided to soak our feet in the hot tub. And I looked to my right, and I saw what looked to be a naked man. It was just us in the hot tub and this guy in the bushes.
How far away?
Let's say 50 feet.
Oh, okay. You got a little distance.
Yeah, a little distance. But then he started walking by us a lot, as if he was looking for something. And then he kept being like, oh, sorry. He tried to make an explanation like, oh, I'm at a bachelor party. It's some kind of prank. You might actually see a few other naked guys running around because, again, bachelor party.
Wait, okay. So how far away is he telling you this, and is he naked?
He's butt-ass naked.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He's not trying to cover himself. He's wearing nothing but a baseball cap, and he's walking normally. And he kept saying the phrase, hey, sorry, ladies, if you've seen one, you've seen them all, right? Like, motioning to his dick. This went on for over 10, maybe 15 minutes. He would walk, he'd turn the corner, we'd lose sight of him, and then he came again with the douchebag strut.
The DB strut!
Not the same guy. But this one time when he came back around the corner, he was visibly...
Erect?
He was visibly erect.
Yeah.
So presumably he went around the corner, kind of wanked himself a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to make himself a little more impressive.
He had a fluffer on the other side.
Ah, that's giving him a little too much
credit.
And then he proceeded to get in the hot tub with us.
With the flagpole.
With the flagpole. And like, he was standing in the hot tub, so the boner was kind of floating on the top of the water.
Had to be some sort of dare or something, right?
It had to have been, but like, we kept looking around, and there was nobody looking at us. So I don't know if
he was... What a bizarre thing.
I don't know if he was on something or what, but again, does this happen a lot if you're a pretty girl?
Dudes just floating their boners in a hot tub? Yeah. I call this one the old boner float.
I'm a douchebag strut didn't work.
Give her the boner float.
That's right.
Wow. What'd your sisters say?
They didn't say anything. I did all the talking.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I mean, what do you say to this person? What are you talking about?
Monosyllabic answers. Because he kept being like, oh, man, you've seen one, you've seen them all, right? Right, everybody? What are you talking about?
That's the kind of thing where, like, we'd be like, hey, dude, why don't you get your fucking boner and get out of here? Like, get out of here.
It sounds so surreal trying to tell you the story, but that's what happened. It was so weird, dude.
I wonder if you told him right away that your youngest sister was 15 years old or something, if he would immediately bail out. Or if you said, I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline for How to Catch a Predator. Yeah. Thank you for doing the old boner float.
Yeah, thank you. Or maybe if we had said, he says, hey, you've seen one, you've seen them all. If one of us had said, yeah, and some are smaller than others. Just,
burn. Wow. I gotta say, I was in an area of what I would assume would be more prone to boner floats, and none. Zero boner floats.
Well, you're not a pretty girl, Steve.
True. I am certainly not that. I am a mediocre looking girl at best.
That's right.
At the very best.
So yeah, man. But it was a great vacation. Had a lot of fun with my family. Got back. No problems with the flights, thankfully. And here we are today in -6 degree Chicago.
Yikes. Quick question for you, Wes.
What's that?
Tonight, many people are expecting the $1.5 billion Powerball to be drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play Powerball?
No.
Me either.
Yep.
I just don't.
Great conversation.
I just don't see any reason to continue talking about it. Okay, bye.
Okay, that was fun. I mean, have you ever played Powerball before?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while, a couple times a year, I'll buy a couple for people for Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. I buy a couple scratch tickets just because they're, I don't know, something cheap. And like, I put it in like a stocking stuffer kind of thing just because, yeah, whatever. Hey, here's a buck. Maybe you'll win 50. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And scratching off the ticket's fun for 30 seconds, you know, whatever. But the people that drop, you know, okay, let's see. I got paid $700 this week. 500 of it goes to scratch tickets and 200 to Powerball. It's like, where does the food go?
Oh no, I'm homeless and starving.
Man, like, I don't buy in. Nah.
Nope.
And I saw today that if you win the $1.5 billion, at least in the state of Illinois, you would win $564 million.
Wait, that's it?
Yep. I mean,
that's it.
I know, exactly. I know it sounds like, oh, I'm not going to shake a stick at $500 million. But it honestly, it seems like false advertising to me. It's like, yeah. $1.5 billion. It's like, actual take home, $500 million.
It's like, oh, that's about, half then.
I know why we don't, but wouldn't it be better if we just advertise it as a $564 million jackpot?
That'd be
and
great.
You can do whatever the hell you want?
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, they're going to take a billion of your dollars.
Oh, Jesus.
They're going to take a billion of your dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be okay with it because you don't have any other choice.
Yep. Yep.
A billion.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
They're taking two-thirds. Again, obviously if someone is going to be like, hey, you want a billion or you want 500 million? I'll take the 500 million. Shit. It's fine with me.
Yeah, sure.
Like, of course. But it just sucks.
It really does suck.
Because how much does the government make off this, man?
Ooh, $1 billion.
Well, no, because they get all the money from you buying the tickets, too.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man.
So there's, I don't know what percentage of that they get, plus they're taking $1 billion off the top.
Okay. Okay, here's what we need. For 2016, Five and Out needs to get a government official on, and we just ask him everything.
Oh, yeah. No holds barred. Oh, my God. Real quick side note. We had stopped in Miami on a layover. We have to go through customs. It takes like an hour to get through. As you're going through the back and forth zigzag line to get, you have to make 12 passes to get up to the customs.
Mm-hmm.
They have 4 big screen televisions hanging down from the ceiling. Obviously, no one wants to be in line for customs.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to put something up there to entertain the people. So what do they put up there in the airport in Miami?
CNN.
Worse, local reform town hall meeting bullshit.
Oh.
It's like a meeting about historical sites in Miami.
Oh, my God.
And it is on mute. It's local access government programming on mute.
That's terrible.
So about halfway through the line, the NFL playoff game started, and they switched it, one of the TVs to the game, and you could audibly hear people be like, yeah! Oh! Like, even non-football fans, like, oh, thank God, colors and shapes!
Yeah, finally!
Moving! Oh, God! And actually, real quick, speaking of football, so since you have won your fantasy football league,
what's... That's right.
Are they following through?
Well, they've given me a couple weeks to figure out how I want to divvy up the punishments.
So they are going through.
They will follow through.
Okay.
The only one who I'm not worried about, or I'm sorry, the only one who I'm worried about not following through is the mega bus to Toledo and back.
Hey, that was the deal, dude.
I know.
I wasn't even there, but that was the deal.
That was the goddamn deal.
That's the best one. You gotta do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vacation to Toledo.
Go, baby. Let me go to Toledo. Actually, no. That's not true.
No, that's not true at all.
In fact, don't let me go to Toledo.
Man, it's clear we haven't talked to each other in like 3 weeks.
I know.
We're already running long. But I want to quickly bring up Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up too, but I feel like we could devote so much time.
A whole podcast.
You know what I want to do? I want to do a very quick Cliff's Notes quick review, and then next week, let's really dive into it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Okay. I really liked it.
I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really, really liked it.
Quick. There's nothing I really didn't. I mean, I didn't. There's nothing I didn't really like about it. Like from the opening shot, I became so excited about it.
Yeah.
And it was good. A very entertaining movie. Entertaining movie. So I mean, I'd probably wind up giving it like high 80s, low 90s.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's 90.
I'm at probably about an 88 on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Again, real quick on it. Thought they did a really great job of giving enough nostalgia, giving enough new stuff to say, here you go, old Star Wars fans, all-time Star Wars fans. Here's the things that you need to know it's in good hands. This is how this story is going to progress. And hopefully it is in the next edition of this film, we don't need to tip our hat to old Star Wars quite as much as we did in this particular one. I thought they did a fantastic job of balancing all that stuff, not ruining anything. Part of it, like, just really good. Really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
I was surprised with the amount of laughs that I had in it.
Yeah. Especially, what's the guy's, like, the main guy's name?
Finn.
I thought Finn had a very, very good comedic timing with a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
We'll dive into this a little bit more next week. Just wanted to give it a quick nod.
Sure, sure. But Steve, I mean, there's so much else that I want to talk to you about. Do we have time for anything else?
You know what? We'll have to pick it up again next week.
Oh, man. Well, it sucks we only talk on the podcast.
I know. Lame. If only I liked you.
I know.
So this is the point where we will usually dive into our emails for the week, but we've been a little disjointed the last couple of weeks. Vacations, holidays, this, that. We got a lot of emails kind of piled up, lots of different stuff, giving us top fives to do in the future, which we'll definitely be getting into in 2016. Some people writing in just what their New Year's resolutions were, which is really cool to be like, oh, all right, cool, man. A platy a month for a whole year? Go get it, Tim. Go get it, Tim. So we appreciate everybody writing in. So we're looking forward to more emails coming in 2016, doing more of your guys' top fives that you guys want to hear, incorporating you guys into the show more and more and more as we can. So again, thank you guys very, very much for your support. And with that being said, as we're looking forward to 2016, Wes, what is our top five this week?
Our top five for the week, Steve, we're talking about our top five things in the realm of TV, movies, and video games that we are looking forward to in 2016.
Most highly anticipated things of 2016.
That's right, for us. Now, I know we've done our, like, I think top five PS4 games we're looking forward to. There might be a PS4 game on my list, but it did not make my other list. But this is going to be in the realm of all entertainment.
So without any further ado, I will start our list, Wes. I will start the list. 2016, man. There's gonna be some things going on.
Yep.
And there's.
What if there was gonna be no thing going on?
PlayStation's like, you know what? We're out. We're taking a year.
The movie studio's like, look, guys, this is a house of cards. We gotta get out.
Look, everyone talks about us doing too many sequels and stuff. So you know what? We're taking a year. We're gonna get some stuff.
That's right. I mean, Star Wars is still gonna come out, but besides that, it's gonna be the only movie.
So speaking of a sequel. There is one that I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
And this may surprise you. It's on my list, but it's going to be Captain America Civil War.
God, that's my number one.
Is it really?
That's my number. What a great way to start out the new year with you taking my number one with your number five.
Oh, this is great. This is just great. Ugh. Actually, you know what? It was actually just an honorable mention for me.
What? Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. I tried to put these in, you know, in the order that I am honestly most excited about them. So this is my number five most excited thing.
Sure.
As you know, I was not a huge fan of Avengers Dos.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan. You loved Winter Soldier. I thought Winter Soldier was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to this one. I mean, this is going to be the movie that sets off the phase three, if you will, of all this Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
That this is where the whole thing takes a turn.
Yeah.
If it goes the way it's supposed to go, which is really exciting to me. So for those who don't know, I don't think this is a spoiler for it. The name is Civil War. Kind of makes sense of what's going to happen. Basically, the superheroes pick sides. You've got
Abe Lincoln on one side.
Yep. And the Deep South on the other. Yeah. So you've got what used to be the Avengers as this one solid team. Now they're splitting. Other superheroes are joining either side. And you've got superhero versus superhero for various different reasons. You have different people in the game now. It's good, man. Yeah. It's a great thing.
I know you haven't seen the trailer because you don't do trailers.
Right.
But I just want to say the trailers look great. And there's a sneak peek at the couple possible superheroes that might be appearing in the movie. So it looks very exciting, looks action-packed. It kind of looks like Avengers 2.5 almost.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it so much.
Do we have a rough release date on this thing?
It's either right before or it kicks off the summer movie slate.
Yeah, okay. So it's probably like May, June-ish. Mm-hmm. July. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an enormous movie. It's not going to be as big as Star Wars from this last year, but it's going to be huge. And I hope that it is... hope there's enough meat and potatoes in this one for me, that it's not all set up, which I feel like it... I feel good going into this one.
Yeah,
I feel good about it.
Sure.
I kind of feel like Age of Ultron stuff was almost like the lead up to this movie in a way, kind of like.
I mean, we disagree on that.
No, I just feel like this movie is more important to the rest of what's going to happen than Avengers 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This movie takes the players we already know and love and pits them against each other, which is always interesting, as opposed to in Age of Ultron, they introduce a random villain that's taken care of by the end of the movie.
Yeah, and it, like when I'm looking at the kind of like arc of this whole Marvel superhero thing, like most things are kind of coming together in one fluid motion. You know, Iron Man leads to this, Captain America goes into Avengers, and Avengers leads into this, and then I kind of see Avengers 2 as almost this kind of like branch that comes off to the top or whatever.
Yeah,
that stops as the rest of it keeps going. This kind of like rainbow form. So there's this one thing that kind of goes off where it's like, What are you doing up there? The hell, like, why are you the hell up there? What are you doing?
Then you have Ant-Man off to the side. It's like, we'll see him again. I think.
I like it. I like that he's out there.
Yeah.
But like, he's coming back towards the thing. So, yeah. So I'm excited about it. And yeah. So that's my number five.
All right. My number five is another sequel. It's Kung Fu Panda 3.
Dude, real excited.
Yeah, yeah. Are you serious?
I'm seriously excited. I like Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever see the second one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought the second one was just fine, but the first one was honestly one of my favorite movies of all time.
I know. You love.
Loved it. That's probably one of the few movies I've seen over a dozen times.
It's it's very good. If this is, let's say, 85% as good as the first one, where would this rank as a trilogy for you?
Oh, near the top. See, the thing is, I need to see Kung Fu Panda 2 again, because I've only seen it once a long time ago when I was really hungover. So,
ideal viewing conditions.
That's right.
Yeah, it's I've seen a couple of little trailers for whatever. I see a whole bunch of adorable computer animated pandas, which I am A-okay with. I'm okay with it.
See, I love how they're deepening the backstory and they're not, well, like Avengers Age of Ultron, they're just hey, here's a villain that Kung Fu Panda can take out again.
It's yeah.
Like, no, this is telling us where Po came from, which is, again, is usually interesting.
And also, isn't him graduating kind of to teacher now as...
That's right.
Yeah,
and
so...
And Bryan Cranston is in it.
Yeah, and which, that's a good thing.
That is
always a good thing. Yeah, I'm excited for Kung Fu Panda 3 as well, but I feel like it's going to be good. I feel like it's going to be good. I'm not expecting it to be great, though.
What if at the end of the movie, it's Poe and the Furious Five all on this conveyor belt toward a furnace, and they all clutch hands, and they all just look at each other, and they accept their fate?
Man, I feel bad for animated films that are making a trilogy, because the end of Toy Story 3 is, it does not fuck around.
Wait, what happens at the end of Toy Story 3?
Oh, Wesley, you're so funny! The end of Toy Story 3 is, it rips out your heart, then it gives it back to you, then it pulls it out in a different way. It is relentless and beautiful and amazing. And first, Kung Fu Panda, really good. Two, if you're going to follow the Toy Story trilogy, it's good. So if they're going to try to ramp it up for three, like Toy Story, like, good luck, dude. Good luck. So seriously, good luck to Kung Fu Panda. I hope it goes well.
Yeah, same here. That's my number five, Kung Fu Panda 3.
All right, very, very similar pick to yours. My number four is John Wick 2.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you love John Wick?
I loved John Wick.
Interesting. Okay.
Did you see it?
Not yet, no.
I love John Wick.
That's what I hear. It's just a fun-ass movie.
Yeah. As I told you before, I kind of put John Wick with Dread with Mad Max. Mm-hmm. I kind of put the three of them in the same category in that it is a relentless, single focus action movie that doesn't mess around with, there is no Avengers 2 coming off of the story tree on this. This is what we're doing. We are going to relentlessly pursue this one thing. We don't care about the love story. We don't care about this, the excellent. We don't care about your backstory that much. You're going to do this thing and it's going to be awesome. And the great thing about John Wick is that I'm a little worried about John Wick 2 is that John Wick, for me, the first one, completely under the radar. I had one friend who was like, dude, you got to check this out. It's really good. And I saw something on Reddit where they're like, oh, this movie's really good. I was like, okay, I'll go check it out. I was like, wow, this is really good. I had no idea when it was out in theaters. I didn't even know it went to theaters. Whatever. It was just blindsided me. I was like, wow, I had an awesome time watching this movie. And it's the kind of action movie that I really dig. So now John Wick 2 obviously it's not that. It's now on my anticipated list, you know?
Yes.
John Wick 1 was nowhere near an anticipated. I didn't even know it existed. So that worries me slightly. But if they basically just do more of the same, A-okay.
See, that was what I was going to bring up, because I feel that if they just do more of the same, almost like a remake of the first John Wick, just with different villains, I feel like a lot of people are going to complain.
I feel like that style of movie is difficult to do well. To do the balance of action and minimal but deep character development, if that makes sense to say it that way.
Okay.
As in, you don't need a lot of flashback scenes or these expositional scenes or there's certain like looks the character gives you, or certain ways they just their attitude towards this situation that tells you their backstory or tells you what you need to know about that character. It's this is what you need to know. You don't need like how you know it is not as important as you just need to know this thing in
sure.
a way. So it's a to do that really well is difficult. So if they can redo that same style, more power to them.
But like, but they have to amp it up in some way. Maybe introduce another character that's just as balls out as John Wick.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, they can't. Obviously, with all sequels, you can't just like. Well, it's the same guy and the same villains and this. Like, of course, there's gonna be some. It's gonna be obviously a different movie. I mean,
if it's not? What if it's just a shot for shot remake?
But it's him with like longer hair or something.
Yeah. He has an accent for some reason.
No, I'm just. It's such a difficult style of film to do, and I love it when it's done right. And luckily, in the last couple of years, there's been a couple that just nail it out of the park. It's awesome. So I'm really excited to see what they do again. So John Wick 2 is my number 4.
All right, my number 4 is the X-Files Revival miniseries.
I'm excited about this, too.
Are you really?
I am, actually.
Because now I know you didn't get very far into the X-Files.
Yeah. But part of the reason I didn't get too far into the X-Files is because the film quality, if you will, of it is poor.
Sure.
And it's really difficult for me to watch that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, my God, when was the first season? Like in
91? So early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah. Okay. Well, I sat through all 9 seasons of X-Files. The only thing I haven't seen was the movie they just did 4 years ago now. 5 years ago?
The second movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one, but I've seen everything else. And everybody's coming back. You got Mulder, Scully, Chris Carter, Mitch Pileggi, and then you have 2 comedians that I love, Joel McHale and Kumail Nanjiani, and who Kumail Nanjiani even has his own X-Files podcast that I don't know if he still does, but he had it for a while. Excuse me. So, huge X-Files fan, and just the, I hope that the amount of love I imagine was put into this revival was actually put into this revival. Because if so, it's going to be just a loving, what's the word I'm looking for? A loving look back on all of our favorite characters.
So, I'm kind of excited about it for... I feel like they are going to... It's almost like we were just talking about a little bit with Star Wars right there, where I think they're going to put enough tips of the hat and references back to the original X-Files series that people like you who have watched everything, like, ah, that. Ah, yes, that. Ah, that look, that reference to this. Cool. Where I'm not going to get it, but it's also going to be up to date enough and shot well enough and the story will be entertaining enough that the little bit that I do know about the X-Files, that it'll still be engaging to me. It'll stand on its own as a good sci-fi slash thriller mystery 10-part miniseries. Mm-hmm. So what I'm excited about is a hopefully well-done sci-fi miniseries with a lot of money behind it. That's what I'm hoping for.
Now, if this X-Files revival is good enough, do you think that it would cause you to go back and try and rewatch the X-Files again?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like against watching the X-Files again. It's there's so much of it.
Yeah,
and we talked about it a little bit before that. I feel like the X-Files has every season. Let's just say there's 15 episodes. Let's just say, I feel like they've got 5 really good episodes a season or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the kind of other. One's like, getting through this one to get to the next one.
See, there's 4, maybe 5 mythology episodes a season that continue the X-Files arc.
Yeah.
And then you have maybe another 4 or 5 really good standalone episodes that don't carry on the series mythology but are just really freaking good. And then, like you said, most of the season... It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And I feel like there's enough stuff for me to watch, and there's so much X-Files, 9 seasons, like you said, that I don't want to, I feel like when I sit through those, the 4 to 5 episodes that are, I'm like, this is a waste of my time. Like, this is not adding to the characters. This is just a standalone kind of X-Files themed thing that doesn't, I'm not, it feels like generic something to me. I'm not interested in participating in it. And I don't, like, if you're going to give me a third of that a season, I don't really, I'd rather watch something else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about it, so.
Well, that's my number four, the X-Files revival.
Okay. All right. Any idea when that's coming out?
Ooh, it's coming out in the next week or two.
Oh, it's
real soon.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming. All right. My number three.
I'm actually going to double check that as you talk about your number three.
Not a problem. My number three, you already mentioned it very, very briefly. I'm assuming this is going to be out probably holiday again, but it's going to be Rogue One, which is going to be the next Star Wars film.
Sure.
I have higher hopes for this kind of series than I do for why can't I think of it?
Episode 7?
Yeah, what's the subtitle of it?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens, thank you. Because as we just talked about with our very, very brief Star Wars review, I feel like there was basically half the movie was appeasing old Star Wars fans, half the movie was setting the table for the next stuff. I feel like Rogue One is the first thing that will benefit from all of the hat tipping of Force Awakens, where they can be like, look, no Han Solo, no Luke Skywalker, no this. Like, the galaxy of Star Wars is so interesting. It's such a great playground, if you will, with so many great characters, so many great things. That's why there are so many books written with Star Wars name on it, 'cause about people that have nothing to do with the Skywalkers and the this, or there's just people in that world with lightsabers and blasters and Empire. Like, it's such a huge world where so many different things can happen. So, like, Rogue One, I think, is that first one where it's like, cool, we're a different thing. Like,
yeah.
We're not the people that you're used to. We're other people in this world participating in this intergalactic battle. But so I'm especially after Force Awakens, they did such a great job with it that I feel like it's in good hands, obviously. It's going in a good direction, and I feel this is the one I'm really excited about. Not trying to really connect the dots so much with Leia and Han and this and whatever. It's just, here's some new people, here's some new stories in a really cool world that you already know the rules to this world.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put new, interesting people in it to do new, interesting stories, sure. Which is very exciting to me.
I thought Rogue One was an origin story for somebody. Is that not true?
As you know, I don't want to know a lot about it.
Okay.
So even if it is an origin story, I'm less excited if it's an origin story.
Sure.
Well, I think the main character is a female.
Is it?
I believe so. I think it's Felicity Jones, I think.
Ooh, is that the main woman from Felicity?
Yes, that's her. This is the origin story for Felicity.
Yeah, okay.
the show on
J.J. Abrams.
The J.J., yeah. That's,
oh,
yeah.
So it is J.J. Abrams. He did that, now he's doing Star Wars.
No, he didn't.
Make sense.
He did not do Felicity.
He did.
Did he seriously?
Well, let me look it up. God, and now I need to look up if it was Keri Russell in the show.
It was Keri Russell in the show.
Okay. Because
she's also on, she's now on The Americans.
Yeah. Who I love.
Keri Russell is a super cutie.
Oh, yeah. She's a great actress as well.
That was Felicity. But I didn't know it was J.J. Abrams.
And
I also don't know if J.J. Abrams is doing Rogue One as well. He may not be.
Created by J.J. Abrams, Matt Reeves, Felicity.
Wow, full circle, baby.
I know, that's
full
right, baby.
Full circle.
So, yeah, it's an origin story for Felicity. There you go, man.
There we go. The story everyone's been waiting for.
That's right. Cool, man. So that's your number three.
Are you excited about it at all?
Rogue, I mean, I don't know what it's about at all. I'll probably go see it because I liked Episode 7 so much. But I might wait to see what the general feeling is, critique-wise. You're looking confused.
I'm reading just to see if it will... This is because I don't want to know... Here you go. Rogue One. Set shortly before the events of Star Wars, the story will center on a group of rebel spies on a mission to steal the plans for the Empire's new weapon, the Death Star.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. So that's what, I didn't think it was an origin story. So there you go. It is stars Felicity Jones, and it will be directed by Gareth Edwards, not J.J. Abrams.
Oh, okay. Yes. Gareth Edwards.
He obviously, he just did the reboot for Godzilla this year, which was great.
Hey, here's hoping it's good.
So, I mean, the new Godzilla wasn't nearly as bad as the Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
No.
But to be fair, very few things are as bad as the Matthew Broderick Godzilla. So anyway, my number three, Rogue One, new stories about the world that we already know and love.
My number three is Daredevil Season 2.
Oh, yeah?
/ the Luke Cage Netflix series. We don't know if the Luke Cage mini Netflix series is coming out in 2016 yet, but we strongly suspect. I use the royal we.
Yes.
Obviously not you and I and my dog in this room. but I'm definitely looking forward to Daredevil Season 2. I love the first season of Daredevil. Thought it was great. And this one, they're bringing in Shane from The Walking Dead as the Punisher. Also,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's completely duh casting. You know, when you finally hear a casting choice and you're like, oh my God, how did I not think of that? Clear as crystal. Should have been John Bernthal from the beginning. But also bringing in his love, Elektra.
Oh,
not
yeah?
Starring Jennifer Garner.
I was going to say, I think we've seen that before.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
So I'm very excited for that. And if Luke Cage does premiere this year as well, I loved Mike Coulter as Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. So I want to see where they go with it, because I'm not familiar with Luke Cage at all.
God, man. We are balls deep in superhero stuff right now.
I know.
I mean, it is crazy.
I know, dude.
When you sit back and think about just what's coming out this year in the superhero world, we've already talked about Captain America. There's going to be Daredevil Season 2. Mm-hmm. There's a new X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. There's
a new Arrow and Flash spinoff called Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, there's that. I don't want to take any more that may potentially be anything
there,
else.
There might be one on my list that's starring a certain Van Wilder.
Okay, then. So there's that one we'll talk about in a moment. There's also Doctor Strange is coming out this year. Mm-hmm. Suicide Squad's coming out this year.
Oh, that's right.
Superman, Batman's coming out this year.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it's so much. It is so much.
And Supergirl, just the TV series, just started this past 6 months or whatever. And, yeah, so many.
So much, dude.
So many TV shows on already. Oh, my God. Dude.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still going.
Agent Carter.
Agent Carter is on. Obviously, in the last year, we just did Ant-Man and Captain America and Avengers. And, God, so much, man.
So much.
God, there's Spider. Anyway.
But that's my number three. Did you ever finish Daredevil?
No.
Okay. Are you going to finish Daredevil?
Yes, I am going to finish Daredevil.
Fantastic.
Dude, for some reason, the last several months, I just have not been in the mood to be in a series of television. I don't know why.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I for some reason, I feel confined by it. I don't know why.
Well, it's only 13 episodes.
I know. Shut up. You and your face. Shut it down.
I also highly recommend Jessica Jones as well.
Yeah, shut up.
That's my number three, a twofer, Daredevil Season 2, and possibly Luke Cage.
All right, my number two, I was going to leave it off the list because we had talked about it several times already, but the truth is I'm just too excited about it to not bring it up.
Okay.
It's in just a couple of weeks, and it's XCOM 2.
Yep.
I'm just too excited. I'm so excited to the point that the last couple days since I've been back from vacation, I have been researching how much it would cost me to put together a gaming PC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cheap, but it's not crazy expensive.
It's not $1.5 billion.
It's not 500 million.
Sure.
It's not 500 million. So, I mean, the good thing is if I buy a gaming PC, the government's not going to take 2/3 of it. So, I mean, although...
What a dick move if they did. You get to keep the keyboard and the mouse. Oh. We're taking the rest.
It's like, I got a terabyte gig or a terabyte hard drive on here. It's like, great, 2/3 of that's going to be for us. And it's,
wait, well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a damn minute.
Two-thirds of your monitor is just going to be CNN.com.
Man, I don't... Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
Wait a damn minute here.
Oh, boy.
So, XCOM 2, as I've said several times, I love XCOM. I've loved XCOM since I was a kid. It beat the shit out of me when I was a kid. But the most recent games were one of my most favorite games of the last 10 years. I love them.
Have you worked out how many hours you put into the PlayStation 3 version?
Oh, no. I don't want to feel that sad.
Okay.
So
enough to platy it.
Both of them.
Yeah. Wait, both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was another XCOM game.
Yeah, Enemy Within. I platied Enemy Unknown and Enemy Within.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is sad.
And if I get a gaming PC, I'm going to buy XCOM 2, and then I'm also going to buy Enemy Unknown again on the PC and play it there again as well. I know I will. Because part of the reason I want to play that too is they have something, a mod on there called The Long War, mm-hmm. which just makes the game longer and things I like. Things that I like. I also really, 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 really badly want to play this game called Cities Skylines, mm-hmm. which is essentially just a revamped, doctored up version of SimCity 2000. Mm-hmm. I want to play that so bad as well, but I don't know. I can't quite justify a $600 to $700 PC build to play XCOM. You know, like not.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna wait until the reviews come out, and you know, if I'll feel so much, I will. It's almost a relief to me if like, man, they totally dropped the ball. This game is just does not live up to that. I'm like, great. I don't need to buy a PC. Awesome. But if they come out like, wow, if you liked Enemy Unknown, if you liked Enemy Within, you are going to love XCOM. I'm like, oh, no. No, damn it. That's what I hope doesn't happen.
Holly, we're going to have to cancel the next 3 vacations.
Man, because, I mean, I might, I just, because the thing is, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in the next month. Because it basically comes out on my birthday, essentially. So, it's like, it's my birthday, the game I want is out, with a couple of gifts, I can kind of negate some of the cost off of it right off the bat. Sure. So I'm like, I don't know.
Steve, it sounds like the stars are aligning.
I know.
Ooh.
So that's nothing else on my list. Like I am excited about John Wick too, but it's like, hey, dude, it might cost you $650. I'm like, no. Like,
sorry, Keanu.
Sorry, John Wick. Not gonna happen. Even with your fancy accent and long hair. XCOM 2, I'm debating it. So
all right.
That tells you how excited I am.
Well, my number 2 is also a video game. It's The Last Guardian, which is officially coming out in 2016.
Bullshit.
That's the latest, and I hope that it happens.
Bullshit.
I hope that it does.
I hope it does, too, but I don't know. Nope. I thought about this as well, and I cannot put it on a list like this, because it would have been on my list for the last 3 years. I'm pretty sure it was on my list last year. And, no, I'm done. Like, I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. Until it comes out, I will gladly.
Even then, you'll be like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Honestly, like, so until it is in my PS4, being played by me, I'll be halfway through that game. Like, did they do an ending? Like, did they finish it, or is this it? Did they just shove it out the door? I don't know. For those who don't know, The Last Guardian. Go ahead, Wes.
It's by the same company who did Shadow of the Colossus and Ico.
Ico.
Well, every time we talk about it, we do that same thing.
Yep.
And we'll never know. But I'm a huge fan of Shadow of the Colossus. Never played Ico or Ico, however you say it. And yeah, I've been looking forward to this game for a while, just because Shadow of the Colossus is one of the only games I've ever played that can be argued. That can be used as an example when people argue that video games are art. Not only is the gameplay fun, but it's very beautiful and artistic as well, and I love what these guys do, and I hope that the reason that they keep pushing this goddamn game back is that they keep perfecting and refining the gameplay and the artistic side of it.
So when you say waiting for, I've been excited about this game for a while. It's been 4 or 5 years, something like that.
It better be the most perfect game in the world.
It is. I mean, this thing has been in development for ever. It was originally supposed to come out on PS3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it was supposed to be a launch title for PS4.
Yep.
And now you're a year and a half into PS4, and it's still not out.
Yep.
Yeah, it better be good, and it better be released at some point.
Now, can you imagine how pissed everybody would be if they release it, and it's just a side-scrolling platformer?
Last Guardian. Wow.
Great, guys.
Wow. Awesome.
So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, I was excited about it. I don't know, man.
Well, I still have hope in my heart, Steve.
Hey, good for you. Hold on. Hold on to that.
I will. That's my number two. The Last Goddamn Guardian.
Oh, does that mean we don't have the same number one then?
What's the number one?
Because I know you mentioned what your number one is already, slightly.
Well, yes.
I'm shocked we don't have the same number one.
Well, since I already mentioned it, why don't I just say my number one is Deadpool / Civil War. I decided to group those two together.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailers for Deadpool?
I have, actually. I've seen two.
Okay.
I'm real excited about it.
Yeah. It looks so funny. Ryan Reynolds was born to play this role.
Absolutely. Then he was born to become a mute.
Yep.
Oh, right. This is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Ooh, yeah. That rubbed me the wrong way.
Of course, well, rubbed everybody the wrong way because it was the worst possible decision.
Yep. So, but this one, it looks, fingers crossed, it looks like they've done it right.
I know, it sure does look that. I remember watching the original, like, teaser trailer kind of thing, or the first, like, 2.5 minute trailer or whatever, where he just shoots up a bunch of dudes in an Escalade. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, this looks good. And then I love the marketing they're doing for the movie already, or they have been doing it for. It's coming out right about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the girl's name? That's she was from Firefly, like the love interest in it.
Marina Baccarin.
Yeah. There's a poster of it's Ryan Reynolds, handsome Ryan Reynolds, and her together, and it says like Deadpool, a story of love. You know, like they're like sitting on like this fall kind of landscape.
Yeah.
And like there's one where it's three emojis. It's a skull, a little poo, little emblem thing, and then the letter L for Deadpool coming out, you know, February 14th or whatever it is. It's like, oh, damn it. Like, that's funny and good. And I really, really hope this thing lives up.
Yeah, same here, man. Again, fingers crossed. I hope it's so good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So that and Civil War are my number one.
Okay. I'm shocked this is not on your list at all.
I mean, maybe I forgot something?
Yeah. Maybe, like, the main reason to buy a PS4
is... Uncharted 4?
Uncharted 4.
Well, yeah. I knew it was going to be on your list, so I left it off.
Okay. I'm surprised. I mean, again, I almost left it off, too, because it's such a duh answer.
Yeah.
But I can't. I'm super duper excited to play it.
Yeah.
It is the final chapter of Nathan Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be something afterwards, but I believe Naughty Dog is the developer of the game series is on record saying this is the last Nathan Drake game that they're doing.
Okay.
So, I mean, who knows? It may, you know, there may be just like the bastard child like Arkham Origins somewhere down the road or whatever, but Naughty Dog does not fuck around. As we were saying earlier, like all of the Uncharted games are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Uncharted 2 specifically is one of the best games ever.
Yes.
The Last of Us is one of the best games ever.
Yes.
And Crash Bandicoot back in like is a super fun game. They were great for that particular style of gaming.
Mm-hmm.
They are a phenomenal development house. They are obviously backed by a ton of money for this game. They're not rushing it. It's already been delayed, which is, in my opinion, a good thing on this game, mm-hmm. that they didn't rush it out for Christmas. Like, forget, you're going to buy it anyway. Like,
yeah.
Let's just make sure it's right.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, man. Like, Nathan Drake is one of my favorite video gaming characters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The game is called A Thieves' End.
Mm-hmm.
Does Nathan Drake die? Does he just Does he, you know, hang up the holsters? Is he just done thieving? Does he, which, what lady does he end up with? What happens to Sully?
I mean, maybe Sully dies. He's a thief.
Maybe Sully dies. Maybe that's the case. Maybe maybe Nathan takes on like a protege thief, like Sully took him on.
Because isn't Nathan Drake older in this one?
I believe he's aged. I don't think he's like Sully aged. He's just a little bit more, you know, worn. Nathan Drake, I think, a little bit.
He's more of a silver fox.
I think we're getting to that level a little bit with Nathan Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He's a phenomenal character. He's, you know, he's all of the things of Indiana Jones, you know, with a little sprinkle of some other stuff as well, you know, and like he's, where does Uncharted fall in your favorite video game franchises? Let's say since PS2. So like early childhood's out.
Yeah.
Your more mature gaming time.
Oh man. Well, I'd have to think a while on this to give you a specific list or a specific placement, but definitely, I mean, I want to say top five.
Oh, it's definitely top five.
Yeah, at least in the top five.
For me, it's probably God of War, Grand Theft Auto, and Uncharted in some order. I don't know, like, that's probably my top three.
Sure.
I love the games. I love them.
It's definitely up there, man.
So, there is no reason why this game won't be minimum very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the faith in the world that it will be. So,
what if it also was just a side-scrolling platformer?
Uncharted 4.
He jumps on people's heads to kill
Blunk. Them. It's just a straight-up port of Mario, but with a really highly animated Nathan Drake as...
Man, how great would that be?
I mean, if by great you mean terrible, that'd be...
I think people will have episode one syndrome after they get done playing. It's like, well, it was pretty good.
It's such a bold move. I loved it! Oh!
That's how Naughty Dog killed the franchise.
Man. I'm super excited about it. It is one of the main reasons I bought a PS4, period, is to play this game when it comes out. So I look forward to it coming out, and it should not be too far down the road. So,
man, you are in a golden age of video games right now, Steve. Like, there was so long when you could not find a video game to get excited about.
Dude, it's true.
But these past few months have just been, bam, Metal Gear Solid 5, bam, Arkham Knight, bam, Fallout 4. Now it's Uncharted 4, possibly XCOM 2.
And just so we know, Uncharted 4 is coming out late April.
Okay.
April 26 is the current slated time for that.
So you better get to saving money and better get to finishing Fallout 4, because XCOM 2 is coming out in February.
February. Mm-hmm. And then Uncharted 4. And I don't care what game I'm playing. I don't care how good XCOM 2 is. I don't care if I'm playing the SimCity 2000 reboot game. When Uncharted 4 comes out, everything else... like, that is... Holly already knows that... Like, I'm going to pick it up after work, and then you leave me alone for that. Like, that's it. There's only a couple of games that I'm like, hey, Metal Gear's out, I need the day. Fallout's, I need the day. I didn't even take the day for Fallout. I had the day, and I didn't even take it for Fallout.
Wow.
Uncharted 4, I'm taking the day.
Might want to take the next couple days.
I kind of want to take the next day.
Yeah.
I kind of want to call off work the following day.
Oh, man.
But then I would be kind of disappointed in myself if I beat Uncharted 4 in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, that really is the only game on that list that is very linear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's almost like someone, like for Christmas, someone buys you a really nice like scotch or a bourbon or something, and you're like, awesome. And that night you just pound the whole thing. It's like, that's not what that's for.
No, I mixed it with 7-Up, man. It was
that's
really
good.
That's
not what that's for. I got real tired after a while, so I pounded a Red Bull and just finished it off. No.
But you're not listening. I drank it through a straw.
Oh, did it? Was it a twirly straw?
It was a twirly
that's
straw.
That's not what that is for.
But seriously, dude, thank you for the scotch.
Ah, you're well. Glad you enjoyed it. You savored it.
All right. Well, my top five in review. My number 5 was Kung Fu Panda 3. My number 4 was The X-Files Revival. My number 3 is Daredevil Season 2, / possibly Luke Cage. My number 2 is The Last Guardian, because it is coming out this year, so help me God. My number 1 is Captain America Civil War, / Deadpool.
Number 5, Captain America Civil War. Number 4, John Wick 2. Number 3, Rogue One. Number 2, XCOM 2. Number 1, Uncharted 4. You know what I just realized is kind of sad? None of my list is a number 1 in their series. All of them are sequels.
Wow. Yeah.
All of them are sequels, which makes me a little bit sad.
Let's not dwell too much on that.
And real quick, these are just I'm not going to spend much time on them. These are the ones that just missed the cut for me. Final Fantasy 15. I'm not expecting this to be good, but I think it's going to be fun. Independence Day 4, Part 2. Or Independence Day, Part 2, excuse me. I wrote ID4, because that was what it used to be called.
Sure.
And have you seen any of the gameplay for the reboot of Doom? Not the movie, the original game.
No.
It looks bad ass.
Really?
It looks bad ass, dude.
Okay. I need to check that out.
I'm very excited about Doom coming out as well. Just a few quick, and also there's the original one here. No Man's Sky also looks really, really cool. But we'll get into that some other time. So, again, that was these are our most anticipated video games, TV shows, movies of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
2016, God, we're old.
We are so old.
2016.
Steve, you're turning 31 in like a month.
Shut your face and buy me a computer.
But guys, thank you so much for listening. Please let us know what your top 5 anticipated things for 2016 is. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com.
And Wes and I want to thank you again for joining us for all of 2015. And we look forward to spending more time with you in 2016 as well. And coming up right around the corner, by all means, please check out our most recent Netflix review. It'll be coming out very shortly of the just abomination of a film that is the new Adam Sandler movie on Netflix, The Sinister Six.
No, it's The Ridiculous Six.
I wanted it to be something different.
I'm sorry, Steve. That's
Isn't
just
it
not
the,
what it is.
The Awesome Eight.
No, I'm sorry. It's The Ridiculous Six.
The Fantastic Four?
No, it's The Ridiculous Six.
No!
I'm sorry, Steve.
No.
As always, I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
That was 5.
And we're out!